Title: Think Break Timing and Micro Edits Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most important drum and bass skills that nobody really explains clearly at the start. Getting a classic break, like a Think style break, to set a DNB tempo while keeping the human feel and then adding tiny micro edits that create energy, without turning your loop into a messy glitch. By the end, you'll have a rolling 174 BPM loop that feels alive. You'll know how to lock the timing without killing the swing. You'll be able to do quick stutters and nudges, and you'll layer clean kick and snare on top, so it hits with modern punch. Let's go. First, session setup. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is home base for DNB, but 174 is a great target. Now make three tracks. Create an audio track and name it Break. Create a MIDI track and name it Drum Layer. And if you want the full vibe, set up two return tracks, one called a Short Room and one called B Parallel Smash. Those returns are optional, but they're super useful once the groove is working. Now step 1. Load your break and prep it. Drag a Think Break into the break audio track. If you don't have the Think Break, any breakbeat will do. The method is the same. Click the clip so you can see clip view. Turn warp on. Set the warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transients. Make sure transient loop is off for now. And leave the envelope around 100 to start. Quick teacher note. Beats mode is your friend for drums because it protects the transients. If you use something like Complex or Complex Pro on drums, you can smear the highs and make the hats sound blurry. There are exceptions, but as a beginner, treat beats mode like the default. Now find the true downbeat. Right-click and choose warp from here, straight. Then figure out where the break loops nicely. Often that's one bar, sometimes two bars if it's a longer phrase. Turn loop on and set the loop length accordingly. Do a fast reality check. If the hat sounds smeared or grainy, lower the envelope to something like 70 to 90. You're basically telling Ableton not to stretch the tails too much. Cool. Now step 2. Timing. This is the whole game. We want tight but alive. Here's the compass rule, snare truth. If you only line up one thing, line up the main snares. In most DNB built from breaks, that's beat 2 and beat 4. Option A is the recommended start. Keep the original groove. Zoom in a bit and use as few warp markers as possible. Put a warp marker at the bar start, and then one on the main snare hits. If the snare drifts, pull those markers so the snares land confidently on 2 and 4. And here's the big warning. Do not grid correct every single hat transient. That's how you delete the personality from the break. Let the hats and ghosts sit a little early or late. That micro wobble is what creates momentum. Option B is using the groove pool for controlled swing. If you want that, open the groove pool. You can use the shortcut Control or CMD plus Alt plus G. Load something like MPC 16 swing around 57 to 63 for a rolling feel. Drag the groove onto the break clip. Start with timing around 30 to 60%. Keep velocity pretty low, like 0 to 20. Random. Tiny, like 0 to 10. Important. Don't feel pressure to commit the groove. If you don't commit, you can keep adjusting it while you build. Commit only when you're like, yep, that pocket is the pocket. Goal check. The snare feels dependable. The hats feel musical, not perfectly even. If it feels like a drum machine, you're too tight. If it feels like it's falling downstairs, you're too loose. Now step 3. Slice the break so micro edits are easy. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. Create one slice per transient. Use the built-in drum rack preset. Now you have a new track that plays the break as slices inside a drum rack, triggered by MIDI. Rename that track Break Slices. And mute the original break track as a backup. This is a great habit, because if you mess up later, you can always go back to the clean original. Step 4. Build a simple DNB pattern with the slices. Create a one-bar MIDI clip on break slices. Start simple. Place your main snare slice on beat 2 and beat 4. Now add a kickish slice around beat 1. Add another kick or low hit around the end of 3. If you're thinking in 16 THS, that's around 3.2. Then use hat slices to fill some 16 THS but leave gaps. Teacher tip. Breaks feel good because of holes. Don't fill every 16th note just because you can. Bass is groove, bass is tension, and space makes your micro edits actually stand out later. Alright, now we hit step 5, micro edits. This is the fun part, but you have to use it like seasoning, not like the whole meal. Micro edit A, the classic 1/32 stutter before a snare. Go to the last 8th note before beat 2, or before beat 4. Set your grid to 1/32. Take the snare slice, and repeat it really quickly leading into the snare. 2 to 4 hits max. If you do 8 hits, it stops sounding like tension and starts sounding like a mistake. A beginner-friendly check. If you can't sing what you changed, the edit is probably too subtle or too messy. You should be able to go da 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 snap and it matches what you did. Micro edit B. Hat drag with micro timing. Pick one hat slice or a light ghost note. Turn the grid off for a moment. In Ableton, that's Control or CMD plus 4. Now nudge that hat slightly late. Think 5 to 15 milliseconds. Not a 16th note late. Just a hair. This is one of those edits that doesn't sound like an effect. It sounds like a drummer. And it can make your whole loop feel like it leans forward. Extra coach trick. Micro timing is easier to hear if you a slash B against a quiet timing reference. Make a separate MIDI track with a rim shot on every 16th note. Super low volume. Toggle it on and off while you nudge hats. You'll immediately hear the difference between groove and just drifting off time. Micro edit C. Audio style cut edits. The raw jungle vibe. If you want that torn tape energy, duplicate your original break clip on the audio track. Set grid to 1/32. Use split. Control or CMD plus E to cut a tiny slice. Repeat it once, or move it slightly earlier or later. And please do not skip this. Add tiny fades on audio cuts to avoid clicks. Clicks will ruin your mix, and also make you think your edits are harsh when it's really just digital popping. Also, a quick mindset thing. MIDI slice edits feel clean and repeatable. Audio edits feel chaotic and raw. Both are valid, but decide which vibe you want before you start. Randomly mixing both can sound unfocused fast. Now step 6. Layer modern kick and snare for that clean plus dirty blend. On the drum layer MIDI track, load a drum rack. Choose a short punchy kick with weight in the 50 to 110 Hz zone. Choose a snare with body around 180 to 250 Hz and crack in the 2 to 6k Hz range. Program it simple. Kick on beat 1. Snare on 2 and 4. Optionally add a kick on and after 3 for drive. Now, teacher warning. Watch out for accidental flams. If your clean snare and the break snare are slightly misaligned, you'll get a double hit that sounds weak and papery. Two easy fixes. 1. Zoom in and nudge your layered snare slightly earlier so it wins the transient. 2. Go into the break snare slice and simpler and shorten it or use a fade so the layered snare takes the lead. Let's do a basic stock processing chain on the drum layer. At EQ 8, if the kick needs a little help, a gentle boost around 60 to 90 Hz can work. If the snare feels boxy, try a small dip around 300 to 500 Hz. Add drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15. Boom at 0 to 20 if you want more weight, and tune it by ear. Dab around 5 to 20. Add saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. We're not destroying it, just thickening it. Now group your break slices and your drum layer into a drum group. On that group, add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Just glue, not crush. If you want to catch peaks, add a limiter after that, but keep it gentle. Step 7. Arrangement. This is how you make it feel like Regal DNB instead of a loop that never changes. Try an 8-bar plan. Bars 1 and 2. Core groove. Minimal edits. Establish the pocket. Bars 3 and 4. Add a small 1/32 stutter before beat 4, just once or twice. Bars 5 and 6. Drop hats for half a bar. Yes, remove energy on purpose. That empty space creates tension and makes the next moment feel heavier. Bars 7 and 8. Bigger fill. Maybe a snare roll that goes from 1/32 into 1/16. Maybe a triplet illusion. By placing 3 quick notes close together without switching to a triplet grid, using 2 1/32 notes and a nudged hit, and then hit bar 8's downbeat with something like a crash or ride. The NB trick, keep fills short. Often a quarter bar is enough. The genre is fast. Long fills can feel like the track tripped. If you want it darker and heavier, here are 2 quick upgrades using those return tracks. For B parallel smash, build a chain with saturator, drive around 6 to 12 dB, soft clip on, then drum bus with drive maybe 10 to 25, then a compressor with fast attack and medium release. Send your break and layer into it lightly. Start with a send around minus 18 to minus 12 dB and bring it up until it feels aggressive but not flat. For a short room, use hybrid reverb in a short room, like 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. EQ the return and cut lows below 200 Hz. Then send mostly snare and hats. That gives you warehouse air without muddying the low end. One more sound design bonus. If the break is wide and messy, put utility on it and reduce width to like 70 to 90%. Brakes often hit more consistently when they're a bit more mono-compatible. And if layering still feels messy, you can gently gate the brake to trim its tail so your clean layer owns the sustain. Don't overgate. Think cleanup, not chop. Now, common mistakes to avoid before you lock this in. Don't warp every transient. Anchor the snares, let hats breathe. Don't overuse micro edits. If everything is edited, nothing feels special. Use edits for transitions, fills, and little moments. Don't forget fades on audio cuts. Clicks and pops are not character, they're just clicks and pops. Don't layer without EQ. Brake plus layer can fight hard, especially around the snare body region. And don't overdo swing and random. The groove should feel like controlled chaos, not a drunken stumble. Now let's do a mini practice exercise. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Load a brake and warp it to 174 in beats mode. Slice to drum rack. Make a 2-bar loop. Add exactly 2 micro edits. 1/1/32 stutter before a snare, and 1 hat note nudged late by about 10 milliseconds. Then layer a clean snare on 2 and 4. And export an 8-bar drum loop with a fill on bar 8. If you want challenge mode, make the bar 8 fill using only brake slices. No extra samples. To wrap up, here's what to remember. Think style brakes get their magic from imperfect timing and ghost detail. Warp lightly. Snare truth first. Slice to drum rack so micro edits are quick and musical. Use micro edits sparingly. 1/32 stutters, nudged hats, short fills. Layer modern kick and snare. Then glue it together with gentle compression and a bit of saturation. If you tell me what version of Ableton you're on, and whether you're using a specific Think Break, I can help you with a tight 2-bar MIDI pattern template and a starter drum rack chain that matches your exact setup.